The life of the church depends upon our community worship here at the Eucharist. When we come together for the Eucharist, it is we who are giving life to the church. Notice when we come together. We people gathered here are just as necessary to this Mass as are the bread and the wine. What we do here when we gather is simply to make present the body of Christ, the Corpus Christi. We are the body of Christ. It is not some kind of magic. It is simply the reality of what we believers actually are. We are the body of Christ. Now I know that in the past, the real presence of Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament tended to be seen as a kind of isolated but wonderful mystery. Today, a balance has been struck so that the tendency is to see the mystery of the Blessed Sacrament within the larger mystery of the church, which is the body of Christ. For the last 20 years, ever since the Council, the Church has emphasized this tendency. The Church teaches us that the real presence of the risen Jesus is found in the people who are gathered, that the real presence of Jesus is found in the Scriptures, especially the Gospel, when it is proclaimed here during Mass, and that the real presence of Jesus is found in the consecrated bread and wine. The Eucharistic community, all of us gathered, is the flesh and blood embodiment of the real presence of Jesus in our world today. That is why we are called the light of the world, the yeast. The central action of the Eucharist when we gather here is that we, as a community, remember. We gather together to remember the Lord, taking the bread and wine and saying, "This is my body. This is my blood given for you. Do this in memory of me. Do this in memory of me." Those were dangerous words for Jesus, and they are dangerous words for us today, if we take them seriously. They are words that are guaranteed to get us into trouble if we take them seriously, to understand their implications. In recent years, in the study of the New Testament, it has been discovered that these New Testament texts have uncovered a development in the primitive community's understanding of the Eucharist, that it would celebrate in memory of Jesus. In the last several decades, the scholars have told us that the gathering of the community for Eucharist was really a principal dynamic for recalling the memories of Jesus, which were handed down orally by word of mouth. And they came together for the Eucharist to put these memories into writing, thereby providing blocks of material which were later used to construct the Gospels, which were then handed down in writing. It has been discovered by the scholars that the stories that we see in the Gospel, such as the disciples of the Lord on their way to Emmaus, are thought to be constructed on a Eucharistic pattern, because we discover that in both the incident on the road to Emmaus and the gathering of the believers for Eucharist, we discover that Jesus first breaks apart and shares the word, the scripture. Jesus first breaks apart and shares the word of God, and only then leads the believer to the full recognition of his presence in the breaking of the bread. First, the breaking of the word, which we are doing now, explaining the word of God. And only then are we led to the altar table for full recognition of the presence in the breaking of the bread. Now, those Eucharistic words of Jesus are alluded to throughout the New Testament. And this memory of the Lord was very, very important to the life of the primitive church. And the memory of the Lord is so important for us people today. When we gather for Eucharist, we discover that the Eucharist summarizes what God has done for us in Jesus. Jesus' teaching includes the clear message that it is love that defines what it means to be truly human. But a love that is not just sweetness and light. It is a love that is hard, sometimes harsh, and even sometimes a dreadful love that causes pain in our lives. And this expression of that kind of love is shown by the total gift of self. A harsh, dreadful love that is always sacrificial, a total giving of self, which is never easy. Now think about this in relation to what we hear in the words of the central part of the Mass. To begin with, for Jesus, the Jewish word for body meant more than it means for us today. The Jewish word for body meant the entire person. The entire person. All that we are. And also in Jesus' day, when a person was found on the ground, wounded, bleeding, they discovered the person very often died. And so the Jewish people made the connection between blood and the principle of life. They go together. Blood is the principle of life for them. And so when Jesus says, "This is my body, my blood given for you," what he is saying is, this is the totality of my whole being. All that I am, all that I ever hope to be, I now give it to you. That is the wonderful summary of the message of Jesus. This confident, self-giving love that makes every person human. And the incarnation tells us that the truly human is always the dwelling place of holiness, of godliness. The self dies to make room for the new life of God to invade us. Then we hear Jesus say, "Now do this in memory of me." Those words summarize what is expected of us today after we have celebrated the Eucharist. God's great expectation is that we people today will do what Jesus did. The words of consecration make excellent marriage vows, for example. That is really what the Catholic understanding of marriage is all about. It means that when husbands and wives today struggle to give flesh to the words, "My body, my blood, given for you." When husbands and wives today struggle to reach out to each other in gentleness, in trust, in love, sacrificial love, when they risk being totally vulnerable to each other, being open to each other, they are then realizing in a very special way the words of Jesus, "Do this in memory of me." They are doing what Jesus did, sharing with each other sacrificial love that is sometimes hard and harsh. Or when the body and blood of parents is poured out for their children in harsh and hard ways, the words of Jesus again are realized, "Do this in memory of me as you take care of your children with your blood and your strength." Whenever any one of us breaks out of our own personal selfishness, when we try to be the bread that is broken for others, when we try to give ourselves to others, every time we do that, we give flesh and blood to the words of Jesus, "Do this in memory of me." We go on doing in our lives what Jesus did. That is true sacrificial love that makes us human. No one has ever said that it is easy to realize these words, or that it is easy to live out the Word of God and the Eucharist. Often, we would rather be left alone, especially when unreasonable demands are made upon us. Any one of us can say so often, "I want to be left alone. I am so tired of it all." And yet, each time, Jesus continually calls us out of the prison that isolates us. He calls us back to the gathering of the Eucharist in community. He calls us, "Do this in memory of me," and reminds us of what he has first done for us, and now what he expects us to do as we continue his life in our life. That is very unsettling to hear. "This is my body, my blood, given for you." But it is even more unsettling for us to hear, and more dangerous to hear, "Now go out and do this in memory of me. Now go out and do the same thing I did. Give your body and your blood and your life strength for other people." Dangerous, unsettling, but also flattering. For the word Eucharist means thanksgiving. The roots of that word touch the two Greek words for good gift. So when we come forward for communion to receive the strength we need, to do what needs to be done in memory of him, we know again the generosity of our God, that our weakness is taken away and we are made strong again. And our faith tells us that we are indeed receiving a good gift. We become what we eat, the risen Christ, the risen Jesus. That's why we are flattered by God's expectation that we can do what Jesus did. That is the reason why Eucharist is the thanksgiving that we celebrate. Thank you.